From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The massive collection of telephone data by the clandestine U.S. National Security Agency to thwart terrorist attacks has been halted in a Washington legislative standoff, but a reform version of the surveillance could be renewed in the coming days. The spy agency lost the legal authority to collect telephone records Sunday at midnight when the U.S. Senate failed to agree on an extension of several provisions put in place following the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Earlier Sunday, Central Intelligence Director John Brennan urged the Senate to pass the new authorization, warning that terrorists were looking to take advantage of any gap in the spying effort. Islamic State militants drove a tank filled with explosives onto an Iraqi police base Monday, killing at least 37 people and injuring dozens more. Iraqi security officials had this information. The suicide bombing near Samarra, northwest of Baghdad and north of IS-held Ramadi, targeted security forces and triggered a secondary explosion in an ammunition depot on the base. Military and paramilitary forces are using the area as a launch point for anti-Islamic State operations. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has pledged $18 million to help Vietnam buy American-made Coast Guard patrol boats to improve its maritime defense capabilities. Carter is in the communist state to boost military ties. As part of that effort, he and his Vietnamese counterpart signed a vision statement Monday to guide the expansion of bilateral cooperation. That includes the U.S. helping Vietnam to prepare for taking part in U.N. peacekeeping operations. This is VOA News. The severe heat wave gripping India is the second deadliest the country has experienced and the fifth deadliest in the world. Anjana Pashrisha reports from Mumbai that as the death toll across the country tops 2,000, there are rising calls for authorities to put in place more measures to cope with extreme temperatures.
Scattered rain brought relief to a handful of places from scorching temperatures that have persisted for nearly 2 weeks across much of India. But across vast swaths of the country, the heat showed no signs of letting up. A Brussels-based disaster center, the Emergency Events Database, called it the world's fifth deadliest heat wave. In the worst affected states, such as Andhra Pradesh, authorities issued advisories for people to stay in the shade. But it was advised many poor people, such as construction labor, hawkers, and vendors, dependent on daily wages, could not afford to heed. The plight of those in crowded cities was worsened as a lack of tree cover and paved surfaces drove temperatures higher. In many places, temperatures have hovered around 45 degrees Celsius. Anjana Pusricha for VOA News, Mumbai.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returns home Monday after breaking his leg in a bicycle accident. Kerry was hospitalized in the Swiss city of Geneva after the crash Sunday in France, about 40 kilometers from the Swiss border. State Department spokesman John Kirby said it was sensible for him to remain in the hospital for observation overnight for purely precautionary measures. Kerry, who fractured his femur, will receive further treatment in Boston. Kerry was in Switzerland for talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on reaching a nuclear deal before the June 30 deadline. Bad weather is grounding a solar-powered Swiss airplane in the most difficult leg of its journey around the globe, powered only by the sun. The Solar Impulse 2 will land Monday in the Japanese city of Nagoya, delaying a landmark attempt by the solar plane to cross the Pacific Ocean. SI-2 is the brainchild of two Swiss scientists, Picard and André Boschberg. It took them 12 years to build the aircraft. SI-2 began its trans-Pacific journey Sunday, taking off from Nanjing in eastern China, headed for the U.S. island state of Hawaii, which was 8,500 kilometers away. Sunday's trip began after extended delays awaiting suitable weather conditions. I'm Bob Doty, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.